Good morning, students. Welcome to the third module of our chapter, Interior of the Earth. In this module, I will discuss about volcanoes, types of volcanoes, and volcanic landforms. First, what is a volcano? A volcano is a vent or an opening, usually circular or nearly circular in form, through which heated material consisting of gases, water, liquid lava, and fragments of rock are ejected from the highly heated interior to the surface of the earth. Next, I will classify the volcanoes on the basis of periodicity of eruption. On the basis of periodicity of eruption, volcanoes are of three types: active volcanoes, dormant volcanoes, and extinct volcano. First, what is active volcano? Active volcanoes are those which constantly eject volcanic lava, gases, ash, fragmental material. Example, like Etna, Stromboli in the Mediterranean Sea. Most of the active volcanoes are found along the mid-oceanic ridge, representing divergent plate margin and convergent plate margin. Divergent plate margin means where the plates are moving away from each other. And convergent plate margin means where the plates are moving towards each other. Second type of volcano is known as dormant volcano. Dormant volcanoes are those volcanoes which become quiet after eruption for some time, and there are no indication for future eruption, but suddenly they erupt very violently and cause enormous damage to human health, human wealth. Example of dormant volcano is Vesuvius volcano. The third type of volcano is known as extinct volcano. Extinct volcanoes are those volcanoes which are considered extinct, where there are no indication of future eruption. The crater, that is the mouth or the opening, that is filled with water, and lakes are formed in that place. So volcanoes are of three types: active volcano, dormant volcano, and extinct volcano. This classification is made on the basis of periodicity of eruption. Next, I am going to classify volcanoes on the basis of nature of eruption and the form developed at the surface. So according to the syllabus given in your book, there are five types of volcanoes: sealed volcano, composite volcano, caldera, flood basalt province, and the fifth one is mid-oceanic ridges. First, I will start with sealed volcano. The sealed volcano are the largest of all the volcanoes on the earth. The Hawaiian volcano are the most famous example of sealed volcano. These volcanoes are mostly made up of basalt, that is very fluid when erupted. So these volcanoes are not steep. As it is fluid, the lava is flowing to a large distance. So these volcanoes are not steep. But these volcanoes become explosive if somehow water enter into the vent or the opening or the mouth of that volcano. Otherwise, they are characterized by low explosivity. The lava moves in the form of a fountain and throws out the cone at the top of the vent and develops into cinder cone. The second type of volcano is known as composite volcano. These volcanoes are characterized by eruption of cooler and more viscous lava. These volcanoes often result in explosive eruption. Along with lava, large quantity of pyroclastic material, ash, comes out of the volcano. This material accumulate in the vicinity of the vent opening, leading to formation of layers, one after the another. The number of times eruption takes place, a new layer is deposited. And this makes the mountain appear like a composite volcano. The third type of volcano is known as caldera. So what is a caldera? It is a large depression formed when a volcano erupts and again at the mouth it collapses. During a volcanic eruption, magma present in the magma chamber underneath the volcano is expelled, often forcefully. When the magma chamber empties, the support that the magma had provided inside the chamber disappears and it forms a large depression, and that large depression is known as caldera. The fourth type of volcano is known as flood basalt province. Flood basalt is the result of a giant volcanic eruption or series of eruption that covers large stretch of land or ocean floor with basalt lava. These volcanoes outpour highly fluid lava that flow for long distance. Like in India, the Deccan Trap, that is an example of flood basalt province. The last type of volcano is known as mid-ocean ridge, that is in the middle of the ocean. A mid-ocean ridge is a seafloor mountain system formed by plate tectonics. It typically has a depth of 2,600 meters and rises about 2 kilometers from the deepest portion of the ocean. This feature is where seafloor spreading takes place along a divergent plate boundary. Divergent, I told you divergent means where the plates are moving away from each other. And that place we call sea is spreading. From that fracture, that magma starts coming out and it forms a ridge in the middle of the ocean. Therefore, it is called mid-oceanic ridge volcano. What is the difference between magma and lava? Molten rock material are called magma below the earth's surface, while they are called lava when they come at the earth's surface or on the top of the earth's surface. Then it is called lava. When it is inside the earth's surface and it is in molten state, that time it is called magma. Next, we will discuss about the different volcanic landforms. Numerous types of landforms are created due to cooling and solidification of magma below the earth's surface and lava at the earth's surface. And due to accumulation of fragmental material, dust and ashes with lava. The lava that is released during volcanic eruption on cooling develops into igneous rock. The cooling may take place either on reaching the surface or also while the lava is still in the crustal portion. Depending on the location of the cooling of the lava, igneous rock are classified as volcanic rock and plutonic rock. When the magma is cooling at the surface, it is called volcanic rock. And when the magma is cooling in the crust, that time it is called plutonic rock. The lava that cools within the crustal portion assumes different forms. And these forms are called intrusive forms. Among the intrusive form, first I will discuss about batholith. Batholiths are long, irregular, and undulating form of solidified intruded magma. They are usually dome-shaped. Alright, the batholiths are usually dome-shaped and their side walls are very steep, almost vertical. The upper portion of batholith are seen when the superincumbent cover is removed due to continued denudation or continued erosion, but their base are never seen because they are buried deep within the earth. When exposed to the surface, they are subjected to intense weathering and erosion, and hence their surface becomes highly irregular. Many of the such batholith dome have been exposed well above the surface in many parts of Chota Nagpur Plateau of India, mainly Ranchi Plateau, where such batholithic domes are called Ranchi batholiths. So batholiths are mainly dome-shaped. Now second one is called lacolith. The word lacolith has been derived from German word lacos. Lacos meaning lithos or rock. Lacoliths are formed due to injection of magma along the bedding plane of horizontally bedded sedimentary rocks. So lacoliths are mushroom shaped. I hope students know what is the shape of a mushroom. They are mushroom shaped, having convex shape. The ascending gases during a volcanic eruption force the upper strata of the flat layered sedimentary rock to arch up in the form of a convex arch or like a dome. Subsequently, the gap between the arched up or domed upper strata and the horizontal layer strata is injected with magma and other volcanic materials. So students, lacolith is like a mushroom shape. Now third one I will discuss, that is called lapolith. The word lapolith has been derived from German word lopaz. Lopaz means a shallow basin or bowl shape. Shallow basin or a bowl shape or a shape of a saucer. Saucer. When the magma is injected and solidified in a concave shallow basin. Lacolith was convex, alright, or mushroom shape. And lapolith is saucer shape. It is saucer shape. It is concave. Concave shallow basin, whose central part is sagged downward. The resulted form of solidified magma is called as lapolith. The rocks of lapolith are generally coarse grain because of slow process of cooling of magma. The fourth type of intrusive landform is known as facolith. Facolith. Facolith are formed due to injection of magma along the anticline and syncline. Alright, anticline and syncline. You see the diagram, you'll understand anticline and syncline in the regions of folded mountains. A wavy mass of intrusive rock is formed at the base of the syncline or at the top of the anticline in folded igneous country. Such wavy material have a definite conduit to source beneath in the form of magma chamber, and these are called facoliths. The next landform is sill. The word sill has been derived from an Anglo-Saxon word S-Y-L, meaning a ledge. The sills are usually parallel to the bedding plane of sedimentary rock. Sills are formed due to injection and solidification of magma between the bedding plane of sedimentary rock. Thick beds of magma are called sill, whereas the thin bed of magma are called sheet. So horizontal. The thickness of seal ranges between a few centimeter to several meters. So students, the horizontal body of intrusive igneous rock are called sill or sheet, depending on the thickness of the material. The thinner one are called sheet, while the thick horizontal deposit are called sill. The last intrusive landform is known as dikes. When the lava makes its way through cracks and fissure, it solidifies almost perpendicular to the ground. It gets cooled in the same position to develop a wall-like structure. Such wall-like structures are called dikes. So students, in the chapter 3, Interior of the Earth, we have discussed what are the direct sources to know about the interior of the Earth. What are the indirect sources to know about the interior of the Earth? Mainly, we depend upon the indirect sources to know about the interior of the Earth. And among that, the most important is the seismic waves. So, I have discussed with you about earthquake, the earthquake waves, body waves, surface wave, the difference between P waves and S waves. Then I have discussed what is shadow zone, the different types of earthquakes, how do we measure earthquakes, what are the effects of earthquakes. Then with the help of the seismic waves, we have tried to know about the interior of the Earth, the three layers of the Earth, crust, mantle and core, which layer is solid, which layer is liquid. Then what is the density of rocks inside, where the speed of the seismic wave is increasing, where it is decreasing. And the last topic in this chapter, we have discussed about the volcanoes, the different types of volcanoes, then what are the landforms formed by the volcanoes. Mainly according to your syllabus, intrusive landform is given in your syllabus, and I have discussed about the different types of intrusive landform. With this, I conclude this chapter. Thank you, students.